Would it be crazy to enjoy more love in your life in under 60 minutes? Welcome to the Love with Intelligence radio show. I am your host, Lily Wolford, an international relationship and dating coach, and I have supported thousands of people like you to enjoy real, honest, and genuine love that lasts, using behavioral psychology, body language, profiling, and so much more. Join us now as we dive into the deepest topics about love, dating, heartbreaks, and relationships.
Hello and welcome back. So, I want to dive into boundaries today because, again, it's a topic that's not often fully explored, fully explained. And, you know, when it comes to relationships and ourselves, boundaries are really, really important. But is it really the core issue of what's going wrong when it comes to your life, or when it comes to your romantic life, or when it comes to dating? And I'll be completely open and honest. Boundaries is something that I have had to really, really take some time to fully understand. Because sometimes when, you know, you're in certain situations, it's knowing when to place the boundary, what's appropriate in this situation, and also how do you do it without upsetting people? Because I think that tends to be the main thing, isn't it? You know, most people are afraid to even talk about their needs or talk about their wants without getting disapproval or without getting rejected or without getting abandoned for putting those boundaries in place. Now, I often find that people who have gone through, you know, certain types of childhood, so whether it's you've had a narcissistic parent, or whether you've had a parent that's not really allowed you to have boundaries, or if you've had an overbearing parent or something like that, if you've had that kind of childhood, it tends to be really hard for you to place boundaries in place, and especially in romantic relationships, because our romantic relationships are that overlay, our romantic relationships are a reflection of our childhood. And, you know, whether it's something that we end up playing out in a certain way or something that we end up avoiding because of those childhoods. So let's kind of talk about boundaries and what they actually are. And the best way I can kind of explain it is it's a boundary is something that is in place to protect your integrity. And I think that's the best way I can put it, because often when we are acting outside of integrity of who we are, that's when things feel rubbish. That's when things feel off. So if you're being suppressed in a certain way, if you're being forced to do something you don't want to go ahead and do, if, you know, someone's crossing the boundary by doing you harm in any kind of way, whether that's emotionally, physically, financially, you know, that's when things feel really out of integrity for us. So what is the best way to even place a boundary? And is that even the place that you have to begin? Well, in my experience, because again, I think boundaries is something that I've really had to look into over the past, I'd say the past 12 months. I'm still a work in progress on boundaries, I'll be completely open and honest. But one thing that really stood out to me was when someone said, with boundaries, the first place where you should set boundaries is with yourself. And to be honest, it took me a while to really sit with this and to really fully understand it. Because what they were saying was, like, if you say that you're going to bed at 9 o'clock, do it. If you are going to go somewhere and you've said that you're going to go somewhere, go and do it. If you said you're going to go and get up a certain time or go to the gym, go and do it. And it's mainly because this is about building that trust with yourself, building up that confidence, and also making sure that you're holding yourself to your own standards. Because often the hardest boundary that we can hold is with ourselves. And it's often when we start putting ourselves last is when our boundaries start to slip. So let's kind of talk a little bit about your life as it stands. Is there a place where you have been avoiding putting boundaries in place? Is there something that you've been avoiding in your life, full stop? Is there something that you know that you need to do in order to live more fully in integrity to who you are? And the other thing I want to say is when you start thinking about that element in your life that needs to change, how is it feeling in your body now? Where are you feeling it? Are you feeling it in your throat, in your chest, in your stomach? Where are you feeling it? Because this gives you a big indication of how your body is physically holding on to these things, how it's actually affecting you. You know, not just emotionally and feeling maybe a little bit low, maybe feeling burnt out, maybe feeling, you know, just exhausted. You know, that's the way it's affecting your body. And it's really important to recognize that. I often find with people who go through burnout specifically, they're often people who are either, you know, are not holding themselves to their own standards or holding their standards way too high for themselves, or, you know, they're not having a healthy relationship with those people around them. They're unable to say when they need to stop. So this is one of the reasons why boundaries are super important, because you think about it. How can you enjoy a healthy relationship when you don't know how to protect yourself? You don't know how to speak up for yourself. You don't know how to protect your own energy. And if you're showing up in a relationship or in a dating context where you're exhausted, you're burnt out, or you're not fully being you because you're not holding those boundaries into place, well, what type of relationship are you going to end up in? And what kind of relationship are you creating for yourself? Especially if you are afraid of rejection. Because here's the other thing when it comes to boundaries. If you're afraid of being yourself, you haven't fully accepted who you actually are and what you actually need in order to be the best version of yourself. Like, really, take that in. Take that in. So when we talk about boundaries, what is it that you're not fully accepting about yourself right now? What's telling you you don't deserve to speak up, or you don't deserve to hold yourself to this level of standard? Or if you're holding your standards too high, you know, who's told you in the past that you need to be hitting these standards, and why is that so important? I mean, if you haven't already, I really recommend that you go and check out the episode I did about self-sabotage. I think it was a couple of episodes back, because that was a very powerful episode that kind of talks a little bit more deeper about the identity and, you know, why people end up self-sabotaging. But I really want to speak to the boundaries piece, because, again, it's kind of like this over-exaggerated part that people talk about. But what it actually is, it's coming back to this level of self-image and what you believe you actually deserve. So let's kind of talk about that. What do you feel you actually deserve in your life? And is that the truth? Do you deserve more? Do you deserve less? What's kind of coming up? And how is your life reflecting your boundaries right now? Because that's important to look at too. Do you have a good relationship with people around you? Are you enjoying your job? Do you have a good romantic relationship in your life? Do you have a good relationship with your family? How are you feeling about yourself? How are you protecting your energy? How are you adhering to your own needs? Now you can start to see why boundaries are so important, because if you're not doing any of those things where you're protecting your energy, where you're actually allowing yourself to be the best version of you, well, if you're not prioritizing that, how is the rest of your life going to be? Because the truth is, if you're not prioritizing that, you're not prioritizing your life, you're not getting the best out of your relationships, you're not getting the best out of you, you're not going to be getting the best out of work. So what is it that you actually need to begin to prioritize now? You know, is it going to the gym? Is it eating more healthily? Is it going to bed and having a full night's sleep? What is it that you need? Is it even if it's going out and having some a bit of a more of a social life, what is it that you need in order to be the best, energized, motivated version of you? Because think about how awesome life feels when you're in that zone, when you feel confident, when you feel like life feels easy. How awesome does that feel? And, you know, boundaries is almost allowing yourself to tap into that some more and protect and cultivate more of that amazing energy and that essence of who you really are. And the other thing is, and this is what I often find with so many people who haven't really thought much about boundaries, is that what are you creating in your life? What are you building? What are you wanting out of your life right now? And how are those boundaries in line with that, or do they need to change? You know, if you're thinking about, thinking maybe a little bit more about prioritizing your love life, well, does that mean you're going to be able to get off your mobile phone and perhaps go off and do something? Like, I don't know, go out and join some sort of club, or go off and go to a certain event and just go out and meet people. You know, how are you prioritizing meeting the right kind of people and allowing them in your life? If you're looking to prioritize your relationships and more, where have you created the space to create more intimacy? Because this is the thing as well, you know, most couples, you know, they say they want intimacy, but they're sitting with each other on their mobile phones or even moaning at each other at things that are not even important when it comes to the relationship. You know, there's almost this scream out for attention, but they're doing everything to drive each other apart rather than bringing each other together. So how can you start, you know, moving, how can you start to move towards what you actually want in life? Because here's the other thing as well, you know, if you don't know what you actually want and desire, how do you know if you're working towards it or not? How do you know what your boundaries, how do you know what your boundaries are actually protecting? Because here's the thing, you know, you need to understand what you are actually losing and what you are gaining when it comes to putting those boundaries in place. Because the person who's got the clearer idea of what direction they're going in, the clearer outcome that they're creating, they're going to have the advantage over you. Their boundaries are always going to win against yours. And what does that mean in terms of what you're going to lose out on? You'll end up prioritizing other people's goals and aspirations and wants and needs above your own. And this is where it starts actually damaging your identity, because you're saying to yourself every time that you don't allow yourself to put that boundary in place, I don't matter. That's what you're saying to yourself. I don't matter. Everyone needs to come before me. And this really does break down so much trust. But also think about it from the other perspective as well. You know, in relationships, are you fully appreciated? Or can you fully appreciate someone who doesn't have a boundary in place? No. Can you appreciate someone who doesn't value themselves? And here's the other thing, and this is another one that really took me a while to understand and be prepared for, because it's deep. You know, can you really more than you love yourself? Now, I told you this is a deep one. And the reason I say this is that if you don't love yourself enough to put boundaries in place, you're not going to have the right kind of boundaries to protect those that you love too. And how often have you seen people who said, oh no, it's okay, I'll go and do this, and they end up having to neglect their kids when they go and do this. Like working extra hours at work, for example, meaning that they don't have time to put their kids to bed. Or let's say something comes up and they promise their partners that they're going to go off and, you know, spend a lovely romantic evening together, but something's come up and they can't, and they have to go and help this friend do this thing instead. You know, your boundaries and your own self-worth and your own self-love you know, is important when it comes to your other healthy relationships. Because if you don't have that in place, you're not going to have the boundaries to protect those around you that you love. And, you know, not only are they not going to get the best out of you, but they're not going to feel protected to be around you either. Because if you think about it, if we talked about boundaries being this essence that protects your integrity, okay? If you can't act with an integrity of who you really are you trustworthy? Are you someone that you could happily emotionally invest in? No. So this is why these boundaries are so important. So, so important. And it also comes back to you. Who are you? Who do you want to actually become? Are you currently acting in alignment of who you are? Because if you're not, then how are you expecting to have a deep connection with someone if you're not acting with integrity in the first place? And we all know when we're not acting in integrity because it feels icky, it feels wrong, it feels yucky. So let's kind of come back to creating those boundaries with yourself first, okay? So let's even bring it back to dating. If you're dating, I really want you to think about the things that are really important to you when it comes to standards. Do you want to date someone who has just literally just come out of a relationship? You know, they dumped their partner yesterday and they said they want to spend the rest of their lives with you. Is that okay with you? Could that work for you? Or do you have a standard around that or a boundary around that? Let's say you don't want children, but the person you've met does. Well, you know, does that mean you need to stay with that person and go against your boundary? Or do you need to meet someone who's more aligned to what you actually desire? Because the thing is, if you don't prioritize the things that are important to you, you're not going to attract people or situations that are going to prioritize those things either. So really think about what's important to you. Do you need to be with someone who's emotionally intelligent, for example? Because, gosh, what is it like to date someone who's not emotionally intelligent? Or to be in a relationship with someone who's not emotionally intelligent? It's exhausting. It is absolutely exhausting. So is that one of your standards? Is one of your standards to meet someone who, I don't know, someone who's more self-aware, who's open to growing? Maybe, yeah. Because, you know, being able to grow in a relationship is super important. And then the only way you're going to grow in a relationship is if you are prioritizing your own personal growth too. The things to watch out for when it comes to standards and over expectations is they've got to earn over a certain amount. No. Like when we come to the stupid over expectations, you know, this over expecting thing, that's when things go wrong. When we're looking at the vanity metrics rather than what feels good. I mean, I remember recently speaking to someone who said that they wanted to meet someone because, you know, they got fed up with their home and they wanted to meet someone to move in with and live off. And it's like, okay, that doesn't spell romantic relationship to me. That spells out, you know, run. So it's coming back to what are you prioritizing when it comes to meeting the right kind of partner? Because the truth is, if you want to meet someone who's ambitious, someone who's prioritized their self-development, who's emotionally intelligent, well, chances are they might be pretty successful. You know, it's kind of coming back to the identity of who that person is. Because if you're meeting someone and you fall in love with the essence of who they are, well, then you love everything about them when they act in that full integrity. And if it's someone who's, you know, who's done a lot of self-development, who's highly ambitious, who's got all these things, chances are they're going to be successful. If you want to meet someone who's highly spiritual, who's highly in tune with themselves, who's taken the time to do a lot of the inner work, well, chances are you don't need to meet a life coach or a psychiatrist or a psychologist to be able to achieve that within a person. No. You want to meet someone who's done the work. So kind of look at those expectations. And the other thing, like here's the other thing, and this is important as well, is if you have those expectations of, you know, the standards of what you want from a person, can you meet them yourself? And that's important. But there's an advocate. What's the right word for that? You know exactly what I mean. But there's basically another point to bring up around this, is that you can't expect someone to be exactly like you, and you can't expect people to meet standards that you can't even meet yourself. There was actually a couple that I was working with about a year ago now, and you know, the lady, she was the breadwinner in the relationship, and the guy wasn't, you know, he wasn't earning that much money, and she was getting really frustrated. She was going, look, I'm earning all this money, why aren't you doing that? And the truth was, that wasn't his identity, that wasn't who he was, that was who she was. And she was trying to expect him to follow the steps of who, you know, how she, you know, ran her business and was successful. So the thing is, you can't place unrealistic expectations on other people's identities to allow them to fit in with your life. You need to accept people for who they are, but also only accept those people who you feel happy to bring in. Do they meet your standards? And like I said, I don't mean the vanity matrix, like, you know, the vanity metrics, like, you know, how much money do they earn, are they attractive, and all these different things. I'm talking about who that person actually is deep down. So, you know, are they someone who's motivated? Are they someone who's ambitious? Because the truth was, that guy wasn't. He wasn't ambitious. He wasn't very motivated. He prioritized different things above earning money. And that's okay. So it's like, but it's coming back to, what's your okay? What's your standard? And what's the truth of the people around you? And do you have realistic expectations? Because that's another boundary that you need to set for yourself. I remember, actually, this was another thing. You know how families are and all the rest of it. Well, someone in my family wound me up. And, you know, the first thing that Jonam turned around to me and said, my partner, he said, well, what do you expect? That's their pattern. That's what they do. And it took me a while to just sit there and go, oh, yeah. That's exactly what they do, because they've done it here, they've done it there, they've done it this, you know, last week. And it's accepting that. And I think this is the thing that we struggle as human beings. Like, if we don't do it ourselves, we don't expect anyone else to. And this kind of comes back down to this this childhood element. We often get really upset and angry with people for doing things that we weren't allowed to or we were disapproved of as a child. So if you've got someone who overly talks and they're talking about certain types of things in a certain type of way, and you're feeling triggered because in the past, you know, your parents told you off for doing a similar thing or look down on people who did a similar thing, well, that's going to really trigger you, especially if no one's telling them off. Because even if we're adults, we still have that element inside us which wants to see someone get punished and brought back in line to how we believe people should act. Just a little fact there for you. So it's kind of having those boundaries with yourself, allowing other people to be human and allowing other people to be who they are, and being able to control your own circle too. Because this is the other thing, when it comes to relationships, time and time again, I tend to see the power dynamic changes quite badly in a lot of relationships, where one partner feels like they need to be the parent, And it's because they've expanded their responsibility of themselves beyond themselves, and they've become responsible for the other partner. And that just causes so many bad things to happen. You know, when we talk about things like polarity, and when we talk about things like, you know, being in an equal partnership, well, that's going to shift if you've got a partner that feels responsible for the other partner. It turns into this parent-child dynamic. And you think about that. If you are one of these people that have taken responsibility for their partner, well, you've overstepped your own boundary. You're not focusing on yourself. You're not allowing yourself to realize, okay, what is it that you need? What is it that you want? What is it that's important to you? You've then overexpanded it to your partner. And you've become more focused on their needs, their wants, their desires, and all the rest of it. And the problem is it, number one, it's not healthy because it's a codependent pattern. But you're also putting yourself down and prioritizing them but beyond yourself. That's what I tend to see time and time again. In a healthy dynamic, okay, we talk about the four C's. So this is something that I created and researched and did all these different bits and pieces with. So the four C's, you've got communication, you've got compatibility, consideration, and collaboration. And collaboration is the one that people tend to, like, just muck up completely. Because for collaboration to happen, you need to be accountable to yourself. You need to be accountable for everything that you do. So your emotions, your happiness, your life, your goals, your dreams, your actions, everything. And your partner needs to do the same. And with that and from that place, you collaborate together. So if there's a problem, like, okay, how do we solve this? Well, it might be, well, actually, I need to do some inner work on that because that was a trauma response and da, 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 da. I own that. The moment that changes and it's like, oh, well, I'll solve that for you. Why don't we sit down and talk about it together? Worst thing that can happen, even if you've got a couple who are both coaches or therapists or whatever it might be. You need to be able to feel that level of independence to solve it yourself, like the deeper issues. But you also need to have that accountability to admit that something like that is there that needs solving. And that could be anything. It could be anything from, like, you know, fixing the bathroom tap and saying, okay, I take ownership, I broke it. You know, how should we go about fixing it? Rather than it all going on to one partner to fix things. So it's about how to work together in the best possible way, in a healthy way that's going to work for the both of you. So let's kind of go turn back then to boundaries in general, and what can stop you from putting your boundaries in place. Now, usually with boundaries, if there's nothing in place, it can be down to a lack of clarity as well. And what I mean by clarity is what's actually going to feel good to you in that situation. So let's say you've been put in an awkward situation, you kind of want to, you know, put your head in the sand and just do anything to make it go away. But if you asked yourself, what is it that you would feel comfortable with? Like, if you could get your desired outcome of what you actually want, if that was achievable, what would it be? And when you start to actually realize, okay, well, I've just realized I don't want to go to this thing. Or, oh, well, actually, I feel upset that this person's asking so much of me. How do I bring that back into balance? Or, oh, do you know what? This guy's asked me out on a date and it just feels so wrong. I don't know how to put him down nicely because he's been so nice and so polite. Well, the thing is, when you start establishing what it is that you want, you can work back and go, okay, how do I do this? How do I get my desired goal and still act with an integrity of who I am? So you can turn around to the guy who asked you out on a date that you don't really want to go on, you know, the date that you don't really want to go on, and say, look, I think you're absolutely amazing. You're such a lovely person. I've really enjoyed chatting with you. I feel really guilty because I just don't see you as a romantic partner. But I want to say thank you so much for, you know, connecting with me. And I really do hope that you meet someone because you deserve someone really special who would really appreciate you. See how different that is. Even if that guy's response was like horrible and nasty, or if it was really polite, you've still acted with integrity of who you are. How awesome is that? Because you can't control other people's responses. And that's the thing that most people with no boundaries need to understand. You're never going to make everyone happy, but it's about protecting your own energy and still acting in alignment of who you are. So, you know, let's say, you know, you don't want to go somewhere. Well, what's the best way to communicate that? You know, is it for where you're going? Is it the people that you're meeting? Is it that you just need some downtime? You need some introvert time? What is it? What is it that you are looking to achieve? So once you've actually found that, then work to your best, you know, work in the best way to get what you actually need. If it's the certain type of people, that's okay. You don't have to turn around to them and say, look, I don't want to meet you because I don't like you. You know, you can actually go, okay, I don't really want to go out with these people because I don't really like them or don't really get on with them or whatever it might be. And you can say, look, you know, I'm afraid I've got something else planned, and plan something else, because there's nothing worse than lying as well. So plan something else that you need. You might even turn around and say, look, I feel really burnt out at the moment. I want to be able to have that space just to chill and relax, maybe another time. So think about the ways that you're communicating and the things that you actually want and desire, because that will help you stay within that level of integrity of who you are, and that's going to feel good. Because the truth is, you know, setting boundaries can feel good. I think that's something that most people don't really understand and get. Because it's about protecting your energy and allowing yourself to trust yourself, feel good about yourself, and to move closer to what you are looking to achieve. So, let's kind of talk a little bit more about, you know, your desires in life as it stands. Are you happy with your career? Is there any boundaries that you need to set within your career right now? If you're self-employed, are you working too much? Are you needing to work more? Are you needing to put any boundaries within your life at this moment in time? Is there anything that you need to do to ensure that you're getting the best out of yourself? You know, do you need some extra training? Do you need that promotion? Like, what's going on? Are you happy with the income that you have? So that's just career. Are you happy with your work environment? Is there anything that needs to change there? Are you looking to change your job? If you do, like, if you do want to change your job, what to? And what are your parameters in terms of making sure that you're getting the job that you actually desire? Relationships, again, are you really clear on what you want in the future? If you're not, that's absolutely fine. You know, go ahead, go and check out on the website the compatibility matrix. That can be really, really useful for you. The other thing that we're actually offering as well at the moment, and this is really cool, is a personalized love report. So it doesn't matter if you're married, doesn't matter if you're in a relationship, doesn't matter if you're single, widowed, divorced, separated, doesn't matter. But this report, you can literally take in 3 minutes, and that will actually support you to identify the goals that you want in your life, and the obstacles that you're currently facing, and what to do next. So definitely go and check that out. And that's just on our homepage, on our website. It's a personalised love report. But again, you know, the more that you're clear on what you actually need and what you actually desire, you know, the easier it is for you to be able to go and get it. And again, this kind of comes into wanting to be able to understand yourself at that deeper level. This is why identity work is so important. So if you do, you know, have a chance, go and check out the episode that was done a couple of weeks ago on self-sabotage, because it really goes deep on those elements. So let's talk about how are you getting the best out of yourself. So when was the last time that you took time out to go and meditate? Because meditate's freaking amazing at being able to ground, being able to find your center again. Maybe you might not be into meditating and maybe doing something like tapping. You've ever looked at EFT? Because that's very good for overactive minds. It gives you something to do whilst you're releasing things and thinking about things. So if you haven't done that, go and check that out. Have you decided to go and have a nice bubble bath and prioritise your time, you know, being able to relax? Because here's the other thing, we don't really prioritise that much. We're always on the go, we're always doing something. There's always notifications going off on our phones. There's always people that we have to message or call. So when was the last time that you prioritised being able to relax? When was the last time that you had the time to actually reflect on your life and take that chance to feel grateful about something, or even just to get in touch with your own emotions? Because the truth is, this is about the relationship building that you are doing with yourself. Everyone needs that. There's no person on this planet that doesn't need that time to be able to do that. You know, one of the things I used to love doing and still love doing is going off for real long walks and being able just to, you know, skim the surface of my mind whilst I'm going around the countryside. That's something just so therapeutic. Even running. Used to love running for the same reason, because it gave me that chance to come back to centre and just let my mind go blank and enjoy. You know, what have you done for yourself in terms of your social life? Have you got anything fun planned? Because here's the other thing, you know, we never prioritise fun. What are your boundaries about having fun? You know, do you actually put that time in place where it's like, right, this is my fun time. This is what I actually, you know, put aside to go off and have fun. For me, it's going off and doing my dog agility. I freaking love that. I love seeing the dogs running around. I love being able to, you know, connect with my two dogs. You know, it's like stuff like that I absolutely love. That's fun to me. Also learning about psychology and doing all those bits of this, again, really fun for me. I love watching silly little things on Netflix sometimes. I mean, has anyone seen Big Mouth? Oh my goodness. You know, again, that's fun. Being able to do something a little bit different. I've just had friends down from London. You know, being able to enjoy their company. I've also been up to Louth, which is like north of England. You know, visiting Jonam's family. Again, fun. So what are you doing to prioritise that level of fun in your life? Because most people, and I say most people, they're like, oh yeah, wake up in the morning, get ready, go to work, get home, watch TV, go to bed. And they're wondering why their lives feel a bit rubbish, and they wonder why their boundaries aren't that great. Well, look at the boundaries that they're setting for themselves. Look at the standard that they're setting for themselves. They're not really inviting fun, enjoyment, and all the good things in life. You know, you want to be able to bring that in effortlessly, because that's who you are. You know, we wonder why so many people are suffering with mental health issues. Well, usually it's down to the lack of alignment in their lives. I mean, I remember I used to suffer really badly with anxiety, like very bad social anxiety. Very, very bad. And that was, you know, when I was probably about 19, 18. Yeah, around that age. And, I was maybe a bit younger, about 17, 18, because I was going to college. And it was terrible, absolutely crippling. And the reason was just because I didn't know how to set boundaries. I didn't know how to communicate them. I had no idea. And that was terrifying, especially being in social situations. So what do you do in order to prioritise yourself? What standards are you setting for yourself? Even if you have the worst boundaries on the planet, being able to turn around to yourself and say, right, 5 minutes every week, this is what I do for myself. That is going to be a huge stepping stone for you in terms of building yourself up, especially when you hold it as an appointment to yourself that no one else can move. Like, whatever happens, that appointment cannot move. It cannot be cancelled. It happens at that time, you know, during that week. Because you'll notice how much you start to prioritise yourself some more, and you'll also notice how other people start to prioritise you more too. And this is where amazing things happen when it comes to connection. Because the truth is, the way that we treat ourselves is the way that others do. We basically teach people how to treat us. You know, we all know the people that have no boundaries, and it's because they've shown us in some sort of way. You know, the people that are, that often have the highest boundaries have basically told us in one way or another. Whether it's saying about them being super busy, whether it's about them saying, you know, showing how much money they make, whether it's them showing up their status, whether it's them telling us how they want to be treated, like being, you know, saying the firm hard no's, no, I can't do that this weekend. You know, people show us. So how are you currently treating yourself? And how are you showing other people to treat you and prioritize you too? And remember, it doesn't have to be this hard, cold no, or it doesn't have to be done in an aggressive way. Because the truth is, if you're doing it in that way, it's the fear that you're not going to get it. So how can you communicate your boundaries in a way that feels in alignment of who you are? And the thing that I love to be able to do is just start with feelings. You know, hey, I'm feeling really good right now. I want to be able to go and have more fun. So sorry, I'm not going to be able to go and do this thing for you this evening. You know, just being able to communicate that. And there's a real cool power word as well that we can use when it comes to setting boundaries. And this has actually been psychologically proven. It was in a book written by Robert Cialdini. And it's using the word because. Anything that we say and we put a because behind it actually reinforces things, like psychologically, and it doesn't even matter what the reason you put behind is. It just really doesn't matter. So if you say, like they actually did a study on this around photocopying things to see if someone can get ahead to do extra photocopies. And they did this ridiculous test where it was like, they'll bump into someone at the photocopy machine and say, can I go and print these copies ahead of you because I need them? And 95% of people would say yes. So it really doesn't even matter about the reason of what you're putting behind the because. It's just putting the word because. And the funny thing is, there was I can't remember the exact percentages, but the people who just said, can I make some copies? I think it was something like 46% of the time there was a yes. So it was really, really low. Really, 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 really low. Because most people go, well, yeah, you can wait once I'm done. Because, you know, using that word again, there was no reason backing it up. So even if you say, sorry, I'm not going to go tonight because I don't want to, people can't argue with that. Yeah, sorry, I can't go tonight because I've got work in the morning. It can be a really lame excuse that's going to be able to work for you. So, and practice. But the first thing I want you to practice is start prioritizing yourself. How can you start doing that more? And think about, what do you actually need in order to perform at your highest ability? Because the thing is, and I don't necessarily mean perform, but I just mean, what do you need in order to get the best out of yourself? What do you need in order to make sure that you are your vibrant, perfect self? Do you need a certain amount of hours of sleep? Do you need to eat certain foods? Do you need to be able to exercise? Do you need to be able to hang out with certain people at certain times? Do you need your introvert time? Like, what is it that you actually need to be the best version of you? And how can you start prioritizing that yourself? And put those boundaries down within yourself so you can actually enjoy that. That's what I want for you. Because the more you do that, the more people will prioritise you. And you'll be amazed because some people will turn around and say, hey, you know, I was going to ask you to go out tonight, da 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 da, but I know that you need your XYZ time. So why don't we do that on the weekend instead? Does that work for you? And you'll hear people do that. I mean, really silly example, but it's the same kind of thing. You know, I had a friend, every time I used to make her a coffee, I would, because like I said, I'm happy with instant. I'm not a coffee snob at all. I know. Lots of people being very shocked right now. But my friend, you know, every time she had a coffee, I'd get the cafetiere thingy out. I would put the granule, not the granules, what is it? I don't know, you have grounded coffee beans, don't you? That's it. You put that in there, put the hot water in. And then what I'd also do is I would heat up the milk in the microwave. And it wasn't because, you know, was the main reason why I felt really, really good about doing it was because that she was prepared to do it herself. You know, I knew for a fact if we were going round her house and she was making a cuppa, you know, she would do that for herself. So I wanted to make sure that I was making a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in line with what she wanted. And that's just coffee. You know, that's not even the big stuff. But that's what we do when we see how people want to be treated. We want to treat them in that way too. So think about the way that you want to be treated. Think about what you want to prioritize in order to be your best self. And start to notice how you can begin to put those boundaries in place now. Because the truth is, you can still do that within integrity of yourself. You don't need to lose who you are in order to put boundaries in place. But you will lose yourself lose who you are if you don't put them in place. Because this is about protecting your identity and protecting your integrity. So, one thing I kind of want to mention as well. I kind of want to go back to the personalized love rapport. And if you do get the chance to go on the website, it's absolutely free. I do want you to spend that time to actually do that. And the reason is because it will go into the goals that you want in your life right now, especially your love life. It goes into what you're struggling with right now, and it goes into how you're going to overcome it. And that's important. That's really, really, really important. When you've got that clarity in your life, it's going to support you to make sure that you're going in the right direction. And guess what? You know, not only is that rapport absolutely free, it's personalized to you, and it only takes 3 minutes. So, you know, take 3 minutes to prioritize your love life today, your life in general as well, because what is it that you actually want? You think about relationships in general, you know, the quality of our relationships actually influences our quality of life. That's the truth. I think even Tony Robbins says that. So it's really, really important that you take that time to do it. So, you know, if you do get that time, go to our website. And you'll find that this is going to be the best thing that you can do all week as well. But go to our website. It's lovewithintelligence.com. And it's on the homepage. You can literally just type that in, lovewithintelligence.com. Click, you know, your personalized love report. And it will take you through to go and create your own personalized love report. And like I said, personalized to you. It goes through your goals, your obstacles, all the things that you need in order to get the right direction moving forward. And that's going to help you big style with the boundaries that you create for yourself to ensure that you are hitting the goal that is right for you and that is aligned with you. Okay? So do that. Prioritize yourself. You need to do that, especially if you want life to change in that big, profound way where people are actually treating you in the right way, where people are prioritizing you, and where you feel safe as well. You know, boundaries is around trust, it's around confidence, it's around trust. It's around safety and it's around security. That's what you need. that's what you need, because how can anyone feel good without those things? So, I am going to leave it there. I hope that you have such a wonderful week, and I hope to see you next week for the next episode. So, sending you so much love. Speak to you soon, and bye for now.
Thank you for joining us on the Love with Intelligence radio show. I'm so grateful that you joined us today, and I'm also so grateful that you are dedicating your time to improve your love life. So, as you are already on this journey, would it be crazy for you to jump over to our website, lovewithintelligence.com, and check out our many resources that's going to support you to enjoy your dream love life now? So that's lovewithintelligence.com, and I shall see you next time. Bye for now.